Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
New music from Shakira, Tyla, and more. We visit the Houston Rodeo with Ivan Cornejo and explore Rolling Loud to find the biggest bar. Chicano Batman drops by our studio and we take you into Green Day's epic show. Welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Friday, March 22nd, and it's almost the weekend. But we've got a lot to get through first, starting with your Friday music guide. The Colombian queen is back. Shakira returns with a whole new album.
And it includes plenty of features like Cardi B on Puntanilla.
More new music throughout the show, but we've got a bunch of interviews for you today.
It felt nice, you know, because Houston's like my second home. My first show was here in Houston. Half the crowd was my family and the other 12 people were, you know, just fans. It feels nice to just come back 2 years later and just, you know, do the Houston Rodeo, which was insane for me. It's a beautiful feeling. Houston just has always showed me so much love. It feels nice knowing that like a lot of people came to see me tonight.
Come on, that was Houston.
I was shitting bricks. I was so scared. It was really fun. It was good nerves. You know, it's insane. It's scary. I'm still slowly building up my confidence. Just practice makes perfect, I guess. Yeah. Well, I've been in like the smallest venue you can think of, and I was more scared of the stadium. But hearing the fans sing your songs just gives you a lot of confidence and just, you know, definitely made me feel a lot better when I heard people singing.
Future and Metro Boomin are the ultimate dynamic duo, and now we have their first of two projects with We Don't Trust You. Even Kendrick Lamar makes an appearance on Like That, taking aim at Drake and J. Cole.
Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD, motherfuck the big three. It's just big me.
I had so much fun at Rolling Loud. I mean, Future, Metro Boomin, Post Malone. But what had the barbs out in full force was Nicki Minaj.
So I'm trying to find the biggest barbs out here. I'm gonna ask you guys a couple questions, okay? Where was she born?
Spain.
Spain?
Spain? Wait, can I start off?
Rewind. It's Spring Friday at Rolling Loud. Everybody is here to see Nicki Minaj. I'm trying to find out who's the biggest bar. I don't know, something about y'all energy told me I might have found the right crew.
Yeah.
Where was Nicki Minaj born?
Queens, New York.
Trinidad.
Hey!
Trinidad or Queens, New York. Well, she was born in Trinidad, but then she went to Queens.
Okay.
She went on tour with a famous pop star. Who was it?
Britney Spears.
Oh. He was on that. I think we got Britney on me right here. What's your favorite Nicki Minaj album? What song?
I like Roger That. Man. Flow tighter than a dick in the butt. Hey, she was killing that shit, yo.
Flow tighter than a dick in the butt.
She was ruthless with it. You know, she was Nicki. She that bitch.
She was famously fired from Red Lobster. Why?
She had an attitude.
Okay, you got, hey.
See, when I slide, total hoes.
Give me my motherfucking pan back.
That's it. And then she got fired when she came back in.
He knows the exact story. That's amazing.
Pink Friday. The first.
The original.
Yeah, the original is the strongest, but I love them all, though.
What's your favorite song on Pink Friday?
I like all of her songs. You know what I was listening to on the way here?
What?
Ganja Burn.
Ooh.
Oh, it's like a smooth ride. I feel like Yikes, to be honest.
She slid, but when doesn't she slide?
Yikes. You a clown, you do it for likes.
Listen to Nicki.
They don't listen.
They just be listening, but they don't listen.
What artist kissed Nicki Minaj backstage at the 2018 VMAs?
She got kissed?
Drake.
Taylor Swift?
I mean,
no.
Lil Wayne.
Oh my God. We can't speak on that. Whatever happened backstage, stay backstage. Right, Nikki?
Madonna.
Woohoo! I would kill to be Madonna.
What body part does she used to like to give autographs on?
I'm gonna say the titties.
No, I keep a bad bitch. Let me sign your boobs.
And I'm gonna say she right.
I'm kind of fucking with Pink Friday 2 right now.
She said that's her best.
I'm just saying, that shit kind of fire.
I'd say Pink Print.
What's your favorite track on Pink Print?
I like Truffle Butter. Thinking out loud. I must
have about a million on me right now. I'm gonna give them one more question that I think they might get. When I say truffle, you say
butter.
Okay, they got something. We did it, Joe.
After taking home a Grammy, Tyla's much anticipated debut album is finally here. Study my face,
frame, put me on the wall. And her next single off the project, Art, is just that.
And the interviews don't stop there. We had Chicano Batman stop by our studio.
I feel like every time we make a record, we're trying to do something different and new, yeah. You know, and that's certainly the case for all the songs on this record. But that one just had like this, this thing. I don't know, I can't even explain it in words, but I felt something. And I was like, wow, Bardo's vocals are incredible on this. You know, yeah. The production, the bass line is insane, the hook. And it was fun too, you know. It's just like a great uplifting track to me.
Yeah. And it's also very different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's also telling the world, like, yeah, we're not really wearing corduroy shirts. We're kind of V-necks right now. So if you want to mess with it, I mean, that's what we're on. So, you know, you cool, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, the next track, we'll be wearing a flannel for all y'all. And then the next track is going to be muscle shirt. And the next track is a jacket. So that's what, for me, it's like, each track is so different,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it's good not to give somebody what they expect. To me, like a city holiday, You know? And because LA built this band, you know? And we're from the city, and our fans built this. So we cannot get to this level without our fan base in LA. So it's like, well, come on out. You guys made this happen.
Right.
You know? And so that's the way I see it.
If there's one other LA legend who could be in attendance at that show, like, who would you freak out the most over knowing that they were there?
No, for fun, keep going, man. Lee, that'd be kind of dope. Side stage, like, he's just, you know, chilling.
Obviously, the Chili Peppers are LA legends.
For the full interview, head over to Billboard on YouTube. If you didn't get enough of Hozier last year, he's bringing you 4 unreleased tracks with Unheard. Including the lead single, Too Sweet. You're too sweet for me. I just talked to Billy Joe Armstrong the other day at the GLAAD Awards, and now we take you to Green Day's show.
Welcome to my problems. It's not an invitation.
Saviors indeed. Green Day is on tour, and our staff made it to their Anaheim show, and we take you there in Billboard All Access. The iconic band took their show to the legendary House of Blues venue in Anaheim to promote their new album, Saviors, with tracks like Coma City. Fans were up on their feet the entire show. They delivered a rock show that had everyone moving. Find dates to the Saviors tour at Billboard.com.
That's it for the news. Come back next week for interviews with Sum 41 and Los Tigres del Norte. But before we go, we've got one more song in your Friday Music Guide. After winning Samsung Next, Nyla XO is ready to take over the world. Her EP drops later this year, but she's blessed us with an introvert's anthem, Left Alone.
I like to be alone sometimes in my own world.